step for uploading your audio file with SpinExpress. I'm going to assume that you will be using SpinExpress to upload your audio files. Really, it is the easiest way to upload files to our medium. The software walks you through the process so you don't have as many steps and clicks to make. First, start your software. The first thing you will have to do is log in. This is your Spin login, not your RMedia login. You have to register with Spin as well. Once you enter your login and password, click Login. This connects Spin to the internet and loads your settings and preferences from your Spin account. Spin sets lots of your preferences on their website, as well as lots of other information that you can store on Spin. We're only going to use Spin for one specific purpose, but there's other things that you can do with SpinExpress. On the next screen is really the starting point for all the various functions of Spin. We're going to focus on the Publish feature listed on the left side of the screen. Go ahead and click on the Publish button. On this next screen, you need to choose where your file is located in your computer. You need to remember where you store your audio files. I can't help you with that. Generally, I tell people to store all your files in one folder under My Computer. We also need to choose where we are publishing this file. Make sure under Destination it says RMedia. This is a really cool part of the Spin program. Because we chose RMedia, Spin will now walk us through the steps so we don't need to remember all the steps ourselves to publishing to RMedia. Go ahead and click the Publish button. On the next scene, we need to enter our login for RMedia. Spin is actually going to log in to our account and enter information for us automatically. Very cool. This next screen is talking about what copyright system to use. This default is Creative Commons licensing. Very important. Everything you load onto RMedia is put up into the Internet Archives and is available to anyone on the Internet to use. Under the Internet Creative Commons licensing copyright, anyone can use it in a non-commercial way. They can use it in a commercial way if you give them that right. I like the Creative Commons copyright. It's clear and clean and is a better system than our normal copyright law. You allow people to use your work at various levels. You choose it, it's clean, it works. Give it a try. Where do I stand on copywriting things in that? I think you should do it, but I also think you should share. Remember, the copyright material making for your class is not the class. You make the class. Once you get past the copyright screen, the next screen will have you fill out information about the file. You need to do this so people can find your file on our media site and so that your file can be found and understood years in the future. This file that you're creating and putting up on the internet will go into the Internet Archives. 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, you want people to understand what this file does. Our media will also use the information to make a unique identifier for your file so it's different than all the other files on the internet. The next thing is identifying additional information about your file. Fill out the tabs on the screen with information particular to this file. The computer is also going to want to know about the media format of your file. If you were following my various instructions from previous podcasts, then you will probably be a 96K BPS MP3 file. The last screen will show the SpinExpress uploading the audio file and the time left in the process. It can take a while depending on file size and internet congestion on the RMedia site. RMedia has some problems with backups. As being a nonprofit, they don't always have enough bandwidth to handle the usage load. Once uploaded, it can take up to 24 hours before you can link to the file. Normally, it will be available within 30 minutes. If you don't see it, try accessing it from the profile screen in SpinExpress. This little trick seems to work. It seems to knock it loose from whatever is backing it up on the RMedia site, and then it appears in its proper spot on RMedia. At this point, once the appropriate amount of time has passed, you should be able to see the file in your profile on the RMedia site. Thanks for listening.